think Brian Sozzi put it well yesterday when he said, we're in a weird place in the markets, in where we're trying to figure out where the economy is going. Is that okay if I quote you, Brian Sozzi?
I love it. Go write the article, too. Excellent. Please get it out there.
So I want to bring in someone else to give her perspective on this, and that's Erin Brown. She is a portfolio manager at PIMCO. Erin, it's good to see you again. And I think Brian said that, if I can paraphrase him, you know, because we are looking at the Delta variant and its effect on the economy. We hear the ECB today saying they're going to be shrinking their bond purchases as we await similar news from the Fed. We've got a lot of forecasts out from Wall Street strategists, and there's a pretty wide range in what they're expecting. So when you look at these markets, how do you put all that together and figure out how to trade it?
I think we're in a transition spot right now in the economy, as well as in broader markets, where we're transitioning from a very early cycle environment in which growth was supercharged coming out of the recession of last year, and in which markets were really, you know, driven by beta coming out of this very early cycle environment. And now, as we start to move into more of a mid-cycle environment, it does get a little bit trickier. We do expect that returns are going to be lower, certainly, than what we've seen over the last 12 months or so, but we're still in a very good spot in the economy. And I think we're still in a good spot in terms of corporate profitability and the outlook for it. So while I think you're going to see less supercharged moves to the upside, I do think you're going to see a more gradual continued appreciation of the market, albeit with a little bit higher volatility.
Erin, perhaps you could break this down for us. So you have the ECB now saying it will scale back its bond buying. Potentially, the Fed could be in the same position before year end. Those are two powerful developments that have not been the norm in markets. What do you think will be the impact to bond and equity markets as these two things are happening at the same time?
So listening to the ECB today, I think it was really key. Firstly, it was largely in line with expectations in terms of their announcement of a gradual tapering of the PEP program. But I think what was important was that it's going to be modest, and they're still likely to remain engaged in buying for a very long time. And that's going to continue to support risk asset markets. In addition to that, it looks like they're going to be behind the Fed, certainly, as well as the Bank of England in terms of rate hikes. Right now, the market's not pricing in anything in terms of rate hikes until December 2023. And even at that, it's about 10 basis points. So a very gradual return to more normal markets with respect to the ECB's bond buying program. Similarly with the Fed, while the Fed is likely at the upcoming meeting to pre-announce the announcement of the start of tapering, they're likely going to do so only very gradually. And we're not anticipating that they're actually going to start tapering until January of next year. And with that, we expect it's going to take at least 6 to 9 months for them to end their bond buying program, after which we expect that in the midpoint of 2023, they'll start raising rates for the first time. So again, we're going to be in this prolonged period of central bank involvement on a global basis, and that's going to be continually supportive for risk assets. Keep in mind, real rates in the U.S. are still about negative 1%. That's a very, very benign environment for risk assets.
And, you know, maybe a benign environment or a conducive environment for inflation to continue to grow, too, Erin. You know, on a micro basis, at least, we're hearing so many companies still talk about raising prices and talk about supply shortages. Could we be in a more sustained, even 3% inflation world? And what effect is that going to have on equities?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the question whether or not inflation is transitory is something that, you know, certainly is central to the market conversation right now. We still believe that inflation is transitory. And if you dig in and look at what the predominant drivers of inflation have been over the last 6 to 12 months, it's largely been driven by these one-off price increases, which once they sort of settle are likely not to persist, where we'll continue to see increased prices over time. So as an example, one of the predominant drivers of inflation over the last, at least year to date, has been new and used car prices. And that's because, as you noted, it's been very difficult to source some of the raw materials that go into cars, and particularly to source semiconductor chips from Asia, largely because of supply chain shortages being driven by the pandemic. That is something that we would see as a one-off price increase. But we don't expect that you're going to see an upward spiral of continued price increases, particularly as supply chains normalize coming out of the recession. So we do expect that inflation will remain high this year in the mid 4% at year end, but will likely decrease to about 2.3% at year end 2022. And so we are going to see a more normalized inflation environment, particularly as we move through the back half of next year. And so we do think that the Fed is viewing these price increases as transitory and likely won't react too aggressively in response to what they see as a transitory impact.
Have you made any changes to your portfolios this month so far?
This month, we've been gradually starting to look at some of the more industrial sectors, some of the more cyclical sectors in the economy that have underperformed over the last 3 months or so, but we think are likely to start performing well, particularly as we, exit this heightened period of concern regarding the Delta variant. So both on the industrial side as well as on the leisure and hospitality side, we do think that you will see more normalization, and that's likely to, augur well for some of the more cyclical sectors. We had transitioned our portfolio to a much more defensive orientation about 3 months ago, buying the tech sector again, which, turned out to be well timed. But we think now we're going to see, particularly into the fourth quarter push, a return to more cyclicality in portfolios.
Interesting. Aaron, it's good to see you. Aaron Brown is a portfolio manager at PIMCO. Thanks for being up bright and early for us this morning. Although I know you're up anyway, but still, on camera is a different animal. Thanks so much, Aaron. Appreciate it.